It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. So, what did you hide from your significant other? I mean, maybe you're still hiding it, but at first you're like, oh gosh, I can't tell them about this. I can't show them this. I don't want them to see this. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I hope she doesn't really hate me. Like, I genuinely do care about her feelings. Liv the Web Girl, would you share with everybody what you hid from your significant other, Jewel Daddy? I'm sorry. I'm not.
No, you're not.
No, I really am. Like, I do care about your feelings, but what'd you hide?
I didn't want to bring this up, and I pray to the Lord Jesus that Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, is not listening right now.
He's not.
But he still doesn't know that I use a squatty potty.
Good
now,
grief.
For those of
Why
you
does that,
that
even matter for him not to know?
That's a good question. I don't
because,
think it does.
Because, I mean, I guess he can know. It's just the fact that, like, he is the most, like, obsessive person when it comes, like, personal hygiene. And, like, he is just obsessed with it, and he just gets so grossed out so easily by everything. And so it's like, that's just something that we do not talk about. Like, I'm not joking when I say I had never even known this guy has gone number two.
Maybe he doesn't.
Until we were in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and I was looking around the condo we were staying in for him, and then finally he was, like, in the bathroom, and you could tell he was sitting down, and he was missing for a while.
You lose a lot of that privacy and secrecy when you go on vacation together.
That is, like, when I realized. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy actually does go number two. So that is something that is not talked about in our relationship. He finds it so gross. He doesn't want to talk about it with his bros or with anyone. And so that's why I haven't brought it up, that I use a squatty potty. Like,
which helps you go to the bathroom. Like, it makes it, like, easier the way you should go.
Yeah. So it's like a little stool. So when you sit down on the toilet, it's like a stool that you kind of put your feet on, and it makes things easier. Now, I've used one since literally, like, probably 2015 or so.
They're amazing. I have one too, and I don't hide it. You come over, you use it.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. But yeah, he still to this day has no idea that I have one. So anytime he would come over to my apartment early in our relationship, I would, like, hide it in my closet. It was hidden in my closet.
You should not be embarrassed or hide that. But if you have something like that, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We want to know, what did you hide? Or maybe you're still hiding it from your significant other. Alex, are you hiding anything from the Egyptians?
Yeah, her virginity.
Yeah, that. No, I mean, nothing. No, honestly, I probably should hide more. You know, he told me the other night, he said, when we first started dating, you weren't totally the last couple weeks like how you really are now. And I was like, yeah, because girls hide their crazy in the beginning. And
that's
like
a good one.
He was like, so you're admitting you're crazy? I was like, yes, but every single girl is. It's just like there's differences. I'm not keying his car, obviously.
Yet.
That is, like, truly crazy. But what I do is, like, you know, in the beginning, the first couple weeks of our relationship, I wouldn't have texted him 100 times if he didn't answer my call, for example. I've been like, where are you? What are you doing? Like, kind of being funny like that. But now I'm not afraid to quadruple text his ass and, you know, blow his phone up if he doesn't answer me or something like that. That is what I mean by quote unquote crazy. But I mean, so he says I hid that from him, but, like, I straight up told him, like, just so you know, I'm a little crazy.
See,
I told him that in the beginning.
I'm not crazy like that, and I also think that, like, it escalates. The amount of things that girls hide from their significant other when they're first starting to, like, date and talk is, like, different from person to person. Because I have a friend who is almost like a 180 when they're, like, dating and talking.
How so?
And then she's just, like, a person, if they're dating and talking, she'll, like, always do her hair. She'll always shave her legs. She'll do her makeup. She'll look cute. Her room will be clean. Her apartment will be clean.
Oh, my apartment is 100% dirtier now than when we first started dating.
You want a dirty curl?
Yes.
Like, it was all cleaned
but
up?
But I guarantee you, your apartment is not dirty like my friend's apartment. She'll, like, be, like, very motherly and, like, cleanly and be, like, cool and not crazy. And then when they start to date, it is completely different.
I know a lot of girls that offer up nookie constantly in the beginning of dating, and then once they start dating, it's more like once a week or so.
Good luck.
And they're like, no, this is, like, how I really am, but I was trying to reel you in the beginning.
Oh, that's how it was with special kisses. I don't even think I ever got one after I got married.